Paul, you talked when you first got here last year about all the big guys out on the ice. And now they've drafted a bunch of little guys.
But well, there's a good mixture out there. We got some real big fellows, and then you know, you can add players like that. This is a Western Conference, but the National Hockey League in general is a big man's league. But each team has players, and you need guys that can do different things. And some of the smaller players that are out there are very, very skilled, and you can certainly fit them in your lineup.
Do you see the game trending towards, you know, where the little guy might have a chance for a little more ice?
You know what? Over the last 20 years, everybody's getting bigger, stronger, and faster, except the little guy can always play. I mean, a smaller player with a certain skill set has always been a big part of the league, and some of the fan-favorite players and, you know, the icon of that right now is Marty St. Louis for what he's done as a player that came in and was told he was too small and became a, I don't know, potentially Hall of Fame player, I guess, but certainly a champion and an all-star. So there, I don't know that as much is made about how big. We'd all prefer that your player was, you know, 6'5 and 220 and was skilled and could do those, but you can't afford, you're not allowed to have more than one of those guys on your team. You just can't afford them. So there's room on every team for the smaller guy. I've never felt that you take the best player regardless of the size.
Priorities do you emphasize in terms of what it takes to be a guy who sticks around?
For the first thing, and this is, I don't tell them, is that it's time. And what happens with these guys, and you just listen to the interviews at the draft, and I'm not talking about our guy, but all 30 of those guys, they're guaranteed that they're playing in the National Hockey League. And you guys know the stat better than I do, but there was a few years back I'd heard that only a third of the first-round picks play 100 games in the National Hockey League. So time, and certainly the hard work that goes to it. So the message to the first-rounder is the same as the message to the 8th, 9th rounder. You've got to do all the right things now, train right, eat right, recover properly, get good coaching, you know, establish ties with the right kinds of player, learn. Compete, and then if everything goes right, you have an outside chance. Now, I don't mention that part, but the fact of the matter is, the work starts now for a lot of these guys, because the young men, and we do see them better trained every year. They are fitter and better coached every year. They still have a few years before they turn pro, and you're talking about, on average, 2 or 3 years before they're in the National Hockey League. So there's a tremendous amount of hard work, and that's really what the point of this development camp is, to sure, all these guys left the train and work out, but most of them, very rarely do you see an 18, 19-year-old kid who's already got it, who's already training at an NHL level, so it's the introduction to that.
Well, you mentioned as the years go on, kids are more fit, they're more attention to detail with how they treat their bodies. Do you dream of an NHL where you're not reminding you guys at the end of the season that they got to take care of themselves?
Well, I'll tell you what, we don't do it nearly as often as you used to. I mean, every one of these guys, I got kids, right? And they play with my phone. Sorry about that. That's embarrassing. That's a fine, by the way. I owe every one of you a cup of coffee. Yeah. You know what? It is different now. Like the guys at the end of the year know. Everybody has a different level of commitment. For some guys, it's easy to get to the gym 4 or 5 hours a day. And for other guys, it's a bit of a challenge. But even with players that aren't you know, in that elite group, your bottom end is so much better than it was 15 years ago in terms of fitness. They know what they have to do. The NHL guys, for the most part, these young guys, that's what these camps are all about, is introducing them to the level.
Paul, as a head coach, how important is it for you to see these guys at this stage, you know, as they move along to where you eventually get your hands on them for a main training camp?
So I would say I'm the least important piece to this cog right now, because these guys are going to change so much. I'm really here so that when we're talking about these players at training camp or bringing them to camp or where they're at, I understand the style of player that it is. So some of these guys I'm going to want to put on lines, and it may be not even talking about this year, it might be next year, but I'm going to watch them skate a little bit, and when we're putting our teams together and maybe D pairings together, somebody that will complement to give them the best chance to look good at training camp. But you know, there are teams in the past where the GM doesn't want the coach at these things because you form opinions about these kids. And so I'm pretty casual is not the right word, but I'm not assigning a future to anybody out here based on this. I really like the way Jimmy Roy does this, the way the attitude and the theme of kind of what goes on here. And for me, I'm just trying to familiarize more with the style of player than anything else.
You're big on character. Have you got a chance to meet these guys, kind of find out who they are off kids?
You know, shake hands. So there's 36 kids that all look, you know, kind of a little bit alike. I am popular. There are ducks flying everywhere. I'm going to fix that. I apologize. No, every time you talk, yeah, that's right. What was the question again? Sorry.
So
clearly I'm in my summer. I'm not in my season.
To get to know the players off the ice. You introduce yourself and just kind of
get to meet you so that the next time at training camp, it's not the first time they said hello to you. You're not, the day is so busy and so scheduled, and at the same time we're running coaching meetings. It's a dangerous thing to insert yourself into a player's game, sit down and start telling him what he's got to do when you really don't know that player and what he's got to do. So we have people, and that's what Jimmy Roy and Mike Keane and these guys and, you know, the coaches from the American League, who some of them know these players, that's where they're getting that direction, and that's not me. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's not me.
Is that another fine too?
Well, I think so. Ducks better. The Ducks are way better. So that part of it, get to know them, get to know your face. We do the opening night, and we've got 30-odd guys here. And when you go around to introduce the staff, there are more staff people here because it's a big operation to take care of all these guys, and all the staffs from the different teams are in. There's not a chance that the players could name 20% of the people that are here to help them. So you start the process. So for some of them, it'll be a year or two where you're walking down the hallway and you know the player and they know you, and that's what this is all about, just getting to know you.
What are you looking for?
In this week, I'm looking for them to work as hard as they possibly can and look like they're enjoying it. It's July. So we want that compete level. I watch how they finish drills, when the drill's over for them, what happens when they make a pass, that first body reaction, that body language. It kind of tells you a little bit about how they're feeling, about how they're where they're at, and their overall attitude. But other than that, careful about not, again, assigning too much of a future path based on this first week in July. For me, this is about getting a feel for the style of player they are.
Do you at least give them the warning that you gave your veterans near the end of last season with that bag skate, how tough a camp it will be, though, in the fall? Jimmy and Mike tell them that?
No. You know what? That's something that you learn. You know, I mean, people come in and say, hey, you got to be in good shape. But at the end of the day, you've got to go through that first training camp. So there'll be a bunch of guys that'll get there, and some of them will get through it. You know, some of them, especially the good skaters, it's a little easier week for them. But it will be more of an education. That'll be an education that their legs will remind them.
Do